Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Welcome, welcome. It's the LNK After Show, the show we do after the show. It's the LNK After Show. This is Darlene. I'm actually hosting Social Queen Darlene. And Rachel D'Amelio.
Hello.
Hey, Rach. So we are both producers on the LNK Morning Show on Coast 103.5. And we were given the power to host the podcast today. And so we just wanted to talk about life and catch up because it's been a while since we've been able to podcast.
I can't believe how long it's been.
89 days, Rachel, since I've seen you physically in person.
That is crazy to me.
That's 89 days. I feel like in elementary school when we count to 100 days of school, but it like seems the opposite.
So, I know. It seems so long, but then I guess if you really think about it, 89 days isn't too long, but when you're used to seeing somebody every day and you're in such a routine and then it goes to something completely different, it's such a weird feeling.
It's weird. Yeah. I keep getting memories from, you know, Facebook and Instagram and Snapchat. They share memories from last year. And we were like going to different places. We had like event after event every weekend. And even if it wasn't an event, we were like at a pool party or just something, you know?
Something. It's weird when you look back, like in my Snapchat memories, and you see the different artists that come into the studio and now how different life is now. It's truly crazy.
And it makes you wonder, like, are we ever going to get artists back actually in studio physically?
I know. Thank God for Zoom and everything and all the technology we have, at least.
Yeah,
this is an alternative, you know?
It does help. It's just, I'll tell you what's driving me crazy right now is I have two kids that are out of regular school. The school year finished. And now we just entered summer school yesterday. And it's only my daughter that's in summer school. But she's in a special program for kids with autism. Mm-hmm. And it is like intense. I've been hearing my husband do it because I'm working during the hours that it starts, but it starts right at 8 o'clock in the morning. And we're supposed to do like an hour of physical activity. And then right after that at 9, like there's nonstop just stuff to do with your student. But like what I don't think what the school system is understanding is that like this dynamic with parent and student and parent and child, I should say, is not the same as teacher and student. So
no, it's true. I even have one of my best friends from home. She's a teacher, and sometimes she'll call me after school or whatever, after she's video chatting, and she's like, I just can't wait to be back in the classroom because it's even difficult as a teacher to teach these kids. And she said she has a lot of parents reaching out and she tries to help them in any way possible, but it's such a hard thing for them to grasp and learn.
It is. Like there's no manual for it, you know?
Yeah.
And so we're in day two and we already feel like, are we going to make this summer program? Because I don't feel very good about it, but, anyway, that's been kind of hectic. And, Rachel, you went back to work yesterday and today. How was that?
It was very strange. Like it was such a weird feeling being back in the building, especially like I wasn't in there for, I guess it was around 2 months, but even walking in for the first time and there's nobody really in there. So it's like a complete ghost town and it makes you miss going back to normal and how things were. And I mean, luckily we can all work from home and be safe and stuff, but I definitely miss human interaction, people, you know, you're seeing those people you see every day. It's weird.
So are you getting scanned with a thermometer before you go in?
Took my temperature, wore a mask, wore gloves. I even took the stairs. I won't take the elevator or anything.
Oh, shoot.
I'm
you
just
took
so
five flights of stairs?
I'm super paranoid. So yeah. That's my workout for the day.
That is a workout. And then what about the mask? Are you bringing your own or do they give you one?
I have my own.
Okay.
I bring the disposable ones. So like as soon as I'm done with work, throw them out. My disposable gloves, throw them out when I'm
done.
Where
are you finding disposable masks?
Actually, my mom sent me them from New Jersey.
Oh, okay.
So I think they're online too. You can order. She sent me a nice care package of toilet paper, paper towels, and masks. Aww,
that's awesome. You know, I was looking for, when all of this stuff started, we actually had a good supply on hand because, believe it or not, my daughter Bella, who is the one that has autism, she has this like sensory issue where she likes to kind of like, she doesn't intentionally mean to spit, but you know how like when you're making sounds, like spit will sometimes come out.
Yeah.
And so she makes a lot of those sounds that has a lot of spit that comes out. And so because we would have in-home therapies, every therapist would have to wear a mask with her. And this was months prior to all of this virus stuff, right? So luckily they left their supply box here and we had about, I don't know, like 40 different disposable masks.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That's... So we were good. But up until recently, we finally used the last one. And I was like, oh no, now what? You know, like, do I just Mickey Mouse this one? Like, what do I do? And luckily my friend Gina, she's a regular caller on the show too, Gina of Covina. She's been making these really awesome masks and she surprised us and mailed us like really cool masks. Like
I think you posted them, right? On your Instagram?
I posted it on Instagram because what I don't like about masks, I don't know about you, but some of them, if they're too tight, like your ears start, like they feel like they're being pulled forward.
It's uncomfortable.
It is. And then like if they're like I don't think I have a big nose, but my nose gets squished and then it's like I can't breathe even as much as I thought I couldn't, you know? So what I like about hers is she put a lot of thought into it and like it's molded, like the way she crafted them, it like fits well over your mouth and nose and they don't pull your ears forward. So I really, really like that.
Yeah, the worst also is when I'm wearing my glasses and I'm breathing and then they fog up and I can't see anything.
Yes, it is. Yeah. It's weird. And then just like I've been realizing like going to Target to de-stress is not the same anymore. Like it's to me, I'd rather just order what I need and have it delivered if I can. And then if I have to go to the store, which is still happening, then, you know, I do venture out, but it's just not like the lines stress me out. There's always a line because you have
it's like a 5-hour process, I feel like, to go to the store. I'm exaggerating a little bit, but it's like you mentally have to prepare.
Yes. Like, yes. And then I still battle. I'm like, do I take my recyclable bags or not? You know, because they're not really still accepting them, but I'm just so programmed from, you know, life before all of this. And it's just weird. And yesterday I filled up my gas tank. It was like under $30 to fill up my tank. And I don't remember the last time I even filled up my tank.
It's so nice. Like I had the same thing. I think I went like 2 months without filling up my gas tank. And when I filled it up, it was only like $35. I was like, something wrong. Like it's crazy.
I'm used to filling up when I drive in. Like I am used to filling up 2 to 3 times a week.
Yeah.
And I have regular a tiny routine. Car. Yeah. And I do miss that actually. I miss and never, ever, ever thought I'd say that I miss the drive-in, but like, that's where I get a chance to like be by myself and think about what I need to do and remember things. And also like listen to podcast or whatever I listen to. But yeah, I miss that. Like sometimes I've been bringing the HomePod into the bathroom.
Yeah.
And then when I take a shower, I listen to the podcast in the shower. But yeah, it's just not the same. It's really, life has changed a lot.
And now that with everything slowly opening again, we all have to kind of adjust to this new normal of what things may be. I have one of my friends, she went out to a restaurant and she said they gave her a paper menu or the option to actually scan it on your phone. So the menu pops up when you scan the barcode. You could pay like through the little through the phone, through the app or whatever.
Oh my gosh, that's
they ask you if you want paper utensils or regular utensils. And she said even the waiters and waitresses all had shields on. So that's crazy, like to think this is going to be our new normal for a while. But you know, at least people are being safe and it'll make you feel a little bit more comfortable if you're going out to eat or anything.
I know. I was reading a study that 10% of people are saying they're just never going to go back out to eat again.
I mean, it's crazy. I was thinking about even malls and trying on clothes and thinking how many different people touch hats or clothes and all that stuff. Like these are all things we didn't think of before, but now after all
the
of
makeup
this,
counter, oh everything. My gosh, no, yeah. Don't take away Mac.
I know it's all going to be different.
Oh, that's wild. I haven't really thought of it into that, like that deep, but I have, like, I guess because it's making its way towards us now, mm-hmm. where things are reopening and like they're saying movie theaters are supposed to reopen. We have an AMC gift card and I'm like, do I even use it? You know, yeah. Like maybe I'll just go and buy popcorn.
Yeah, I know.
It's weird. I don't know. I don't know about all of this. I'm so clueless and I don't know. It's just, I miss it, but I'm also like trying to look at it from the positive side and try not to act too like crazy about it because I know my kids are watching me and they're going with it too, you know?
Mm-hmm. But, and I think what helps me too is that it's not just you or me going through it. It's everybody in the world at the same time. So there's something oddly comforting about that you're not alone in all of this. You know?
And you know, I'm paranoid because it's been really windy where I live and my allergies have been really bad, mm-hmm. where I've been sneezing a lot and just like, I don't know, just, I did get my eyebrows done a couple of days ago and I made an appointment to do that.
I'm so jealous.
Oh my gosh. I was nervous because I went to a new place and a new eyebrow person. So you know how that's like a big deal?
Oh, well, huge.
I've never ever have seen this girl before. I never used her. She doesn't even come referred to by anybody, but I was so just, I was driving by and I saw their blinker saying open and I drove by and it said call blah 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 book an appointment. So I did, and at that point I was like, you know what, they can't be any worse than they are now, so let me just have her do
them. They look really good.
Thank you. And I think because it was a solid like almost what 80 85 plus days, and I had been like kind of cleaning them up a little bit plucking wise,
not
but
the same as
it's
getting
not
them
like the shape, you know, like they shape them, and so they were so fresh afterward. And now she's my new girl and it's closer to where I live. Her name's Issa. I'm like, that's an easy name because I'm into Issa Rae right now. I don't know, have you ever watched Insecure on HBO?
No, I actually just got HBO Max, so I'm excited about that.
It's a really, it's an interesting cool show about a girl that is insecure at everything that she does.
I'll have to check it out.
She's in LA too, so that's what I like about it, because
relatable.
LA, yeah. But anyway, so yeah, Issa is my new eyebrow lady now, and I will miss my old eyebrow lady Sonia. But I've been driving like 15 plus miles away to see her and they haven't opened yet, so sorry, but
these brows needed to be done.
And then, you know, who knows when nail salons will open.
I know. I'm nervous about that one.
Man. But one thing I did love that you did recently, you made a really cute TikTok video. And me and you are kind of like the two people that TikTok on the Coast team.
Uh-huh. But love a good TikTok.
My son has been trying to, since before it was TikTok, it was Musical.ly, right?
Yeah.
It was an app called Musical.ly, I remember.
That's the one you would sing with someone else, right?
Yeah, like you kind of like mock it or follow it.
Yeah.
And that was fun. And then out of nowhere, my son was like, oh, Musical.ly doesn't exist anymore. It's like, it's TikTok. And so that's when I was kind of like, okay.
And then it was Vine too. Vine was in there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think TikTok's like a combination of both. At least that's what I think.
Okay. So, why don't you tell us what we're doing for Father's Day? Because I think this is fun. And we're going to start sharing some fun videos just to get some smiles going and just to have some fun over social media.
Sure. So you and your dads or your dads and your kids can create a TikTok to submit. And then they're going to pick a random one to win. And you can win $100 to El Torito. I've actually never been to El Torito.
You would love it, Rachel.
I've never been. So... That
you know how they do come to our, they used to come and bring us food all the time.
Oh, and I miss that too.
If you go for like taco nights or, you know, what's really good, but who knows if they'll continue it, is their brunch.
Their
brunch, because it's unlimited mimosas. And then like, just picture everything you could picture for what you would eat for breakfast and more. at their brunch, and it's just like a fun environment. I don't know. You would like it.
Yeah. I'll have to check it out sometime.
Even if you don't like, even if you don't go to El Torito, you're number one going to love it. But number two, you're going to have so much fun making these videos with your kids.
Yeah. I can't wait to see them. I, especially like dads on TikTok, because a lot of it is a lot of, you know, younger people, younger teens, kids, whoever, but it's fun to see dads. I know my dad, he loves TikTok. He'll call me all the time, FaceTime me. He'll be like, Rachel, you got to do this. I have this idea. I'm like, Dad, relax.
Aww, so yeah. I love that.
He loves TikTok. You
challenge a dad, forget it.
I know.
Go ham. So
I'm excited. I think all the information's up on our website too.
Yeah. Right? The coast1035.com, KOST. 1035.com. I saw it right at the front page, scroll to the bottom and join in on some fun with us. But thanks again for tuning in. We're going to close up and get on with our day. Get ready for work, because it's a Friday Eve tomorrow, which is Thursday in our show. And let's see, any plans this weekend?
None yet. I think my pool's opening, so I'm going to check out. I think you might need a reservation. So I don't know. It's the first weekend, so I'm sure it's going to be super crowded since everything has been closed here for so long. Yes. But maybe I don't know. I don't have any plans yet. What about you?
Nothing. I mean, every weekend I never have any plans.
I know. It's just kind of random, spontaneous at this point, right?
Yeah. Like last weekend, the highlight was my eyebrows, because I just so happened to drive by and noticed they were open. And I was like, I'm doing this. I will wait my turn.
Little things go a long way, especially during these times.
Oh, I know. I do have something on Fridays. I've been doing this fun cooking class.
Oh, I've been watching it.
Yeah. And it's
on Zoom. You're making cornbread, right?
Yeah. So we vote. Like I'm doing it with a group that I volunteer with. They're the Inland Valley Down Syndrome Association. And I got involved with them years ago because my daughter has Down syndrome. And that might be confusing, because earlier I said she has autism. So she actually has both. But we volunteer with that organization, and to get creative and to be involved, they started doing a lot of Zoom stuff, and they're like killing it. Like, I learn a lot from them. They're doing art classes and like just ways to deal with life right now and keep you busy.
No, so, I've tuned in too. It's so cool.
It is so cute. And the kids, like, they're not even all kids. A lot of them are, they're like drinking Coronas with their guacamole that we're making. And I'm like, dude, okay. Is it this kind of party? But yeah, it's like of all ages, anybody's welcome from kids.
It's really cool also to see everybody come together like that.
Yeah. And then, so I post the recipe on my Instagram, so you know what to get. And this week the vote was for, it was between making pizza or making cornbread cake. And I don't know if you've ever had cornbread cake. It's a little bit different.
I love anything cornbread.
Oh my gosh. So yeah, it's like a sweet cake with honey, but then you top it with this apple butter.
Ooh.
Yeah. It's bomb. It's so good. I'm excited because I haven't made it in a long time. Oh, too bad I can't feed you through Zoom. Like open your mouth, Rachel.
I know.
So yeah, that's my main, every Friday at 3 I do that. So yeah, I do have plans. All right. Well, thanks again, everybody. Follow Rachel D'Amelio at rdamelio on Instagram. And I'm at Social Queen Darlene. And just chat with us on there. We always write back. All right. Have a good day, babe.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah. Sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.